Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello everybody, and welcome to Spiritual Perceptions. I'm your speaker today, Janet Thornburg, also known as Daisy, D-A-I-S-E-Y, 644478 at keen.com for readings. Prayer requests at daisymay81@hotmail.com. And the call-in number for this show today is 646-378-1297. So to begin with, our little health tip for today is taken from the Green Pharmacy book, and the author is James Duke, PhD. And it's about viruses, since everybody is concerned about the coronavirus. And I noticed briefly online today that there's a new outbreak of something, but I didn't have a chance to really research it in time for this show. Viruses are strange. They're incredibly small. They're so tiny that while ordinary microscopes can see the body's cells and the bacteria that may affect them, it needs much more powerful electron microscopes to see a virus particle. And viruses aren't really alive. They contain genetic material, DNA or RNA, surrounded by a protein capsule. And viruses don't ingest food, breathe oxygen, or eliminate waste. All they do is reproduce after they've infected cells and that are susceptible to them. And from what I understand, they can live on a surface from anywhere from 7 to 14 days. And antibiotics don't work against them. Antibiotics mainly work against bacteria. So for the best thing for viral infections, that before you try any of these things, make sure you consult your doctor, because some of these things may not agree with medications that you're on. Echinacea, ginger. And remember this, soap and water kills virus. Astragalus, dragon's blood, garlic, golden seal, juniper, lemon balm, licorice, shiitake mushrooms, and eucalyptus. So when I shop, I take I keep hand sanitizer in the car after shopping, because not always do they have those little wipes for the carts, but if they do, I use them. But after shopping, I cleanse my hands, because if you're handling stuff on racks, you don't know who handled it before you. And the best thing to do is boost your immune system, which you can do with vitamin E. But once again, before you try any of these remedies, make sure you check with your doctor that it agrees with what you're taking. And another thing, echinacea in particular is not good if you have arthritis. So I know that one, but check with your doctor. Our cosmic weather for today is Venus enters Aries. And it gives us a tendency to get to the heart of matters related to love and a strong sense of individuality. The moon also enters Leo today, fueling the flames of all this and of passion and of individuality. Mercury is in sync with Uranus in incoming messages, dreams, visions. And don't be impulsive under these influences. Take time to center yourself and meditate before you proceed. Strong influences to forge ahead right now, confront, and get to the bottom of issues in a relationship. And like I said, you want to make sure you're coming from the right energy. So February is, happy Valentine's Day to everyone, is the month of lovers. The number one need in most human lives is to be loved. Sad enough, though, few actually enjoy a life where they feel genuinely loved. Today, let's tune into the fact that God is love. He is the pure essence of love, and his love is forever. Amen. Take into consideration your own thoughts about love and about yourself. You cannot expect to attract love to you if you don't love yourself. You will attract lust instead. John 17:17, God's word is truth. Whatever God says is fact, whether you feel it or see it or have ever experienced it. Job 3:25, Job feared that his children would curse God, and that's exactly what happened. Realize that fear has the power to produce negative results, so don't allow it. 2020 is a year of divine favor, and it will show up this year. And some people, that is for the people that are entered into his rest. And entering into God's rest means you're not worrying, and you are allowing God's spirit to direct your life. A lot of people are focused on politics and the economic crisis, and these just stir up fear. The problem is fear and the devil and your circumstances that is keeping you from your harvest. So the grace of God is the favor of God. Put God first and all things, and I emphasize all things, will be added to you. Nothing missing, nothing broken. That means the right relationship, the right finances, nothing broken. God is not the author of lack, sickness, disease, or poverty in any way. Heavenly Father, in Jesus' name, we all are gathered together here today to receive your love, your direction, and inspiration for our lives. Bless us and guide us with your Holy Spirit in Yeshua's name. Okay, I'm going to start taking calls with that prayer done. And here we go. All right. Hello, you're on the air.
Hello. Hi.
Hi.
Linda. Can you hear me?
Hi, Linda. Yes.
Don't mind me. I have my GPS. I'm trying to find the airport.
Okay.
I know we spoke on Keen recently, but I'm just, like, really confused. I don't know what's going on. I guess, can you just give me a general where I'm at?
Okay. Well, the first card is mastery. And when you get that card, that means there's things in front of you that you must master, that you know, we're all tested, we're all faced with things that we need to master, and, you know, that's part of your destiny or your karmic table, that you, there's things that you need to master. And so it can be a very confusing time when that card is placement, and it's crossed by oppression. And oppression comes from within us and also people around us, family, circumstances, so you need to stand up to it. You need to focus on prayer. And this is 2020 is a year of declaration. It's a year where our affirmations will work faster, and it's a time to take back our authority that Jesus died to give us, and stand up to things and trust God. And you have a lot to going through a learning lesson, but it says it changes, and there's something really, really good in March.
Okay.
Hello.
Hey, my birthday is the 16th. Can you tell me anything for my birthday?
Yeah, I always give a free birthday reading. So
okay.
Get in touch with me. That's the best time to get a reading is on your birthday, because your pinnacle changes, and maybe this is why it's showing a really good change for you in March. It really is. You have children that love you, and they're looking up to you, and they will work with you on cooperating, and you just need to trust God, and you need to move forward. Put on the armor every single day. Every single day that you go out.
Okay.
Or even if you're not going out.
Well, thank you. God bless you, and I appreciate you being here. I didn't even know you were going to be on today. I didn't get an email, but here I am.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
I sent out emails and didn't tell anybody the time. But basically, the time will always be 1 p.m. unless I can't get it. Booking 30 days ahead, I usually always get it. 1 p.m. my time. And so I thank you for participating. And you'll be in our prayers,
okay? Okay. God bless you. I love you. Bye-bye. Thank you.
Thank you. All right, let's move on here. Hello, you're on the air.
Good afternoon. How are you today?
I'm good, thank you. Just a general?
Anything? Yes, please.
Okay. Well, you know, I know Valentine's Day is about lovers and everything, but a lack of money is a lack of love. And sometimes a lot of us have severe karma when it comes to money, for whatever reason, you know. It can get really detailed. You'd have to look into, you know, your life destiny and look into your chart for that. And but you've moved out of the hardest part, it says, that you've already experienced that. You're not particularly interested in your love life right now. What you're interested in is feeling complete, and you're starting to feel that way now that you've gotten your home. But it's not that you want money for yourself in particular. You want to be a blessing to others. And it says you've got a lot to look forward to this year, and that you're going to get what you want. It's not telling me exactly when, but there is a materialistic windfall this year.
That's wonderful. I really could.
You know, I don't know why it's not telling. That's not nice for a Virgo. They want to know when. They want to know the details. But that might be your karma, too. So it says you're being skillful now, that you're really working in the right areas. There's some things to master in your health. But, you know, money helps soothe the ills. You know, if you have to be, I used to say, if I have to be miserable, I'd rather be miserable in comfort.
That makes sense.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. So it looks like you've got a lot of surprises coming. And you this move has been good. This energy is better for you. You're just being faced with the things that need to be fixed.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Yes, I am feeling very content now, so that's a big plus.
Yes, it is. Big plus. So
okay.
You have a lot to look forward to. Keep up the good work. Keep up the prayer work. You know, I would suggest the way that the things look is to be able to put that armor on every day, because actually the evil one is striking out as hard as he can against everybody to discourage them, put them off track. If he can't get directly to you, he'll get to somewhere your weakest link, somebody in your family, your pets, the neighborhood, something, and just to, you know, throw you off track. So hang in there.
Oh, thank you so much, and God bless you, and have a beautiful weekend.
Thank you. All right. Okay, let's move on here. Hello, you're on the air.
Yes, I like it off you.
Okay. You, my friend, have been trying with patience. You know, we all have something in our karmic profile. And, you know, you'd have to get into a chart to figure some of this out. But there's been a lot of mental pressure put on you, but you are going to be happy this year. It's in the present line, so it's not wait until December, okay? It's coming
okay.
real soon. And you've been emotionally tried in all areas, not only in your personal life, but in your family life and in your love life and in your career. But you are going to see a change. And we have to overcome the appearance of things. You know, the appearance of things are contrary sometimes to what we actually are looking for. And that's when we're tried on our faith. So no matter what it looks like right now, you are going to see your heart's desire, and it's any time now because it's in the present line.
Okay.
I hope it's in the next hour, but it might be next few days. But you just hang in there and know that the best is yet to come, okay?
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. God bless.
God bless.
All right. Since everything is based on fear, we're being fed fear from TV to our own selves. But in Matthew 10, 30 and 31, it says, "But the very hairs of your head are all numbered. Therefore, do not fear. You are more valuable than many sparrows." And one good affirmation for yourself, if fear comes to you, is to repeat this. "I have been set free from the force of fear. I put my trust in Jesus Christ, my Savior, and will not be moved by temptations, suggestions, or threats by the evil one that would lead me to be afraid. I will not walk in fear because God is with me at all times and in all circumstances." And this is a year of decreeing and declaring in 2020. So if you need some affirmations, just email me at daisymay81@hotmail.com, and I'll be more than happy to supply them. Tell me whatever that need is, if it's fear, financial, health, and I will return that to you. So let's move on, take another call here. Let's see here. Hello, you're on the air.
Good afternoon, Daisy.
Good afternoon.
I appreciate any message you have for me.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome. That's what this show's about.
Yeah.
One thing you can count on, it is free. All right, you've
I
got,
appreciate that.
No problem. You've got an offer of some kind coming up that it's related to money, so I'm going to say it's probably career.
Okay.
And it's either a promotion or a completely different avenue because it has a lot of change around it. And is something going on in your present job?
Yeah, we're definitely restructuring. I love my field, so I wouldn't want to leave. This is what, you know, I studied in graduate school. And but yeah, there are some changes going on, but I'm, you know, hoping positive.
So this is,
and you just confirmed it.
Yeah, and it's like promotion.
That's great.
Mm-hmm.
That's excellent.
Okay, now let's see what else there is. And see, you know, a lack of money is a lack of love, and it doesn't seem to be that for you. You've had sadness in the past concerning your love life.
And, for sure.
But you have an opportunity. There's a lot of change in your life. There is a lot of change. And that's one of the themes for 2020 is change. And the power so you have someone very special coming up this year.
Okay, good. Okay, good. I'll be patient and wait because I definitely
have it's not a long wait. Not a long wait. Might be spring or summer, but it's coming. I think you'll meet the person in April, but by June of this year, I think you'll know. You'll know. And this is something that you're going to know. You know, within you, that this is right, without questioning it.
Okay, great. Thank you so much, Daisy. Always great talking to you.
Thank you. Thank you for participating. God bless.
Thank you. God bless you. Bye-bye.
Okay. All right, let's move on here. Hello,
hello,
you're on the air. Hello.
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome. What can I do for you?
I was wondering if you could tell me about my love life in 2020, please.
Okay.
Thank
okay.
you so much.
Well, you have a choice to make here. Right now, you seem to be, well, there's action coming, and there seems you seem to be kind of secretly dismayed about someone.
Mm-hmm.
That secretly means deep in your heart. Something that you really thought was going to work and didn't?
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
And it's still, it's probably getting into a subconscious level. You may have some weird dreams about it because it's going to be a year of vision. And that means revelation and dreams. The dreams may be releasing subconscious things. But you have a real good person coming up, a real good opportunity. And this is really going to be a good year for your love life.
But if not,
now there's going to be a healthy relationship. But before that comes, there might be a couple of things that show up that you go, what? And that's typical. That's typical when you're about ready to meet that right person. So just remember I said that. Don't get dismayed and think that, you know, you're attracting junk.
Yeah.
This is a year of you really getting into control of your life and feeling good about yourself as a woman. And there's also a major accomplishment of some kind.
Oh. In what?
And that's in career, so I'm not sure.
Yeah.
I already know your love life's going to be okay. But there's some kind of major accomplishment or recognition in your career.
Oh, fabulous.
Okay.
Well, thank you. And the person that's coming is a new one. It's not the person that I'm like you said, I was secretly, saddened by. It's not him coming back. It's somebody new.
Okay, let me look at that.
Oh, thank you.
Because sometimes when it says someone, it's someone different, they've changed, they become a different, that's a battle for you. And we probably need to look at this at some point. You can call me on King. I promise to get on at least one day a week. I've had a family crisis where I am taking care of my grandchildren, and it's just really worked havoc with my career. So,
yes.
But I will be on at least one day a week, and I have these radio shows once a month. But I will promise you this. That you will find a secure relationship. Whether that's him changing, I need to look at that because there's something karmic here.
Yeah. You hit something major on the head. He used to come to me in dreams, too. Wow.
There's a major connection here. That's why I need to look at it a little deeper than I could do on the radio show. But you can catch me on Keen. I'd like to make a schedule, but, you know, kids just change schedules quickly.
Okay.
But if you need prayer or something, I can do email stuff. You can contact me on my email address, which is daisymay81@hotmail.com. Okay?
Okay. Thank you so much, and much love and blessings to you and yours. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes.
God bless.
Thank you. God bless you. Thank you.
All right, let's move on here.
Hi, Daisy. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm great. All right, I will pull whatever you're bringing me today.
Okay.
Just a general reading.
Okay. Well, we're kind of focused on love, life, and finance, but we'll see what comes up.
Okay.
You seem to be okay, but you seem to have an inner conflict about someone who's close to you.
Oh, yeah, my son.
It's a love factor. It's definitely a love factor, and he is struggling. I've got emotionally, mentally, a very difficult time for him. He just can't seem to shake things. But there's light at the end of the tunnel, okay? There's light at the end of the tunnel. Has he been offered a job?
He's supposed to be filling out the paperwork for it. So I think
this is
going to
be your breakthrough here, this job.
Oh, good.
You know, we tend to, after a certain age, not listen to our, well, could be all ages, actually, but he is going to listen to somebody outside the family, and this person's going to help him. It looks like a male figure.
Okay.
And this person that's helping him had a similar time in their life where in their youth they experienced kind of similar activity. So you are going to see success with him. You're going to see success with him.
That is great.
Okay.
Good to hear.
I think that was the most important thing bothering you because that's what came up first. And usually, especially on radio shows, that's what's going to come up first, what's bothering. Okay, there's a surprise around your career.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Great.
You've been struggling with something that you're going to have a victory over. And there is a promotion financially, so that's a raise.
Oh, excellent. Hey.
Yeah. And that's coming
good.
Up real soon.
I've only been there 6 months. That's even better. Okay. So they're finally recognizing, you know, what I can do. Well, that's great.
That's exactly what the cards are saying, that finally you're being seen for your worth. And what you bring to the table, and so this is really good, and this is coming up. It's not a long wait, maybe a month.
Oh, okay, great. Yeah, we're doing our reviews right now, which is great. So that must be it. So does that mean
money? Yes,
more
it is
money
more money.
Too?
More money.
That's even better. What about love life?
Great.
That was my other question. Love life.
Okay. Well, have you ever heard the saying that before you meet Prince Charming, you have to kiss a lot of toads? Well, you've done your toads.
Oh, all the time. I'm glad. I don't want any more toads.
Yeah, so you're going to meet someone special.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a change for you, and you're going to feel like this is more of what, and intuitively you're going to know. Intuitively you're going to know. And he's going to be a strong, solid man, strong financially. Doesn't have a lot of issues. We all got issues, but nothing major, you know, like addictive behaviors or anything like that.
Right.
He used to be very moderate in all things, very successful man.
Okay.
And I have March on that, March.
Oh, okay. Get the new diamond,
the new man. January's kind of a little bit of the backlash, the dust from 2019, and it is considered to be the hardest month for depression because the sun doesn't have the brightness. The groundhog didn't see a shadow, so we're supposed to have an early spring, and it looks like that now things are moving towards, pushing forward to change.
Okay. Sounds great. Looking forward.
Okay.
Thank you.
God bless.
All right. Have a blessed
Thank you
one.
For... You too, and thanks for participating.
Always.
Okay, let's move on here. Hello, you're on the air. Hello.
Hey, Vicky.
Hi, Vicky. How are you?
How are you? I'm okay.
Good.
I got invited last minute to a Smokey Robinson concert, and I'm out looking for something to wear.
Ooh, I always liked him. I used to like to go to sleep listening to him. He has the most soothing voice.
Yeah, it's beautiful. Yeah, I'm going to fall
asleep. It is. It's beautiful.
Hey, so I talked to my friend, Mr. Calvin, and it's kind of funny because I just unleashed on him, and at the end of it, he was like, "What? Are you doing your work? Are you working?" And I just said all this, needed, you know, but I was laughing like, "You little butthead." And so he seemed
that
to be
was
okay.
A nervous reaction. That was a nervous reaction on his part, and it was like, "What do I do with this?" It was so, it was heavy to him. It was like, whoa.
And I came hard.
Whoa. Yeah, yeah. But he didn't really react negative like he's had the tendency to do in the past. Because he's actually doing a life review on himself. And he's looking at his age and time. He's looking at accomplishments. Accomplishments are good financially and all that, but personally, you know, he hit the D's and F's, you know. So
I let him have it. I let him have it. I let him have it. I went there. I just let him have it. And then at the end, I said, you know what, I'm going to pull back, but I still love you. And then I texted him to say, hey, I'm going to Smokey Robinson concert. He said, oh, yeah, my mom is going. It was like, okay. But I don't get that he's angry or anything like that. But what
he's not angry. He was a little overwhelmed. He's in the process of doing a life review. And, you know, he's proud of his accomplishments financially and career-wise, but very discouraged about personal life. It's like he didn't have anybody to share it with. He has children, but they're all going on with their lives. And it's like he doesn't have anything intimate. And he has dealt with you for many years, and you guys keep coming back together. So there's definitely, you know, something in your destiny related to that. But he's really given all this stuff, and you just gave him more fuel to think about because he's been thinking about it. And he needs a day or two to – he was a little overwhelmed but not angry. And he'll be in touch.
Well,
okay.
He texted back. I mean, he was fine with it. He texted back. I just – I know I came heavy, you know. I came very heavy. I mean, I went for it, the jugular. And not in a mean way. I just – you know, sometimes you have to be – or the reality for some people because they walk around with their heads in a cloud and – you know, I told him to grow up. I told him to grow up. You know, stop. I mean, if you don't care about yourself, why should anybody care about you? Kind of thing.
Yeah.
You know? So.
Yeah.
But, yeah. Anything
it's not over. Okay. It's not over.
I know. It ain't going to ever be over. Okay.
Until you find someone else and commit, and then it'll be over. He will respect
will
that.
Be.
But, I think it's going to get interesting because I think he's really focused on changing his life right now. He doesn't want to be an old man alone.
Okay. Anything else you think? Is there anything else?
Yeah. You seem to be in the right spot for your career, and there is a lot of change for you coming up.
Okay.
There's another level, a level up. So I think you're finally going to see some of your heart's desire, like a home and a car you want, and good things coming. Good things coming.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for participating.
Okay.
God bless.
All right. Thank you. God bless. Bye-bye.
Love is the most sought-after thing, and it's the most feared. But if you put God first, it's like an insurance policy to getting the right person, the right finances, the right position, everything. God's kingdom knows no lack of any kind, no illness, no sorrow, no death. So if you seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all things, and I emphasize all things, will be added unto you. And this is the solution, my friends, to a blessed life. And it can very well happen in 2020. This 2020 is going to be a year of fulfillment, but you got to be in the right mindset. You need to know that life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. So how we react to things that happen to us is what causes us to create good or bad in our life. Your thoughts determine beliefs, and beliefs determine the quality of your life. So you need, here's a good affirmation. I am beautiful. I deserve to pursue, share, and express unconditional love. Pleasure and happiness. I also bring new love to the world. I am empowered by love, and my gift is beauty in truth. Okay, let's take another call here. Hello, you're on the air.
Hey, it's Teresa.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good.
Good hearing you.
Thank you. Let's look and see what's going on with you.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, you're doing good with managing money that you have right now. You seem to be handling what you have very well, but there is a successful windfall of some kind this year, and mm-hmm. it looks Lord yes, Lord.
Yes.
It looks like it's more towards the end of the year, and you're still dealing with this karmic relationship. I mean, it was a marriage that you had, and it was destined for you to go through it, but it's your biggest problem or solution, things that you need to find a solution for. So you need lasting change with it, and it's like you know what you want, but he vacillates between feeling obligated to the people that he's around, the ones that work for him, and
mm-hmm.
what he really wants. And
oh, yeah.
Right now, he is really experiencing some destructive thoughts about himself and his body functions. So
right,
he's
being
having,
old, he says.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a humbling experience. You know, so he's really kind of stressing with that. But he doesn't leave you alone. You know, whenever he senses that, it's a very powerful relationship. So whenever he senses that you're going away, he comes and, you know, and feeds you
right.
something to keep you hanging on. And actually, the universe wants you to make up your mind for sure about what you want, you know,
mm-hmm.
and let your needs be known to God. And this is a year that you can have your needs met. This is a very strong year. Now, I know that he has rejected you on many occasions and then come back and, you know, tried to fix it. So
right.
it's karmic. It's very, very karmic relationship and a destiny issue. And maybe at some point I need to look at that in the numbers and see what the duration level is, you know, why this has gone on.
Yeah,
you know?
when will there be a good change?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, when
and
will there be
you know,
a good change?
There, this year.
Oh.
This year.
Okay.
This is a year of finalizing things, the right connections, And for people that are in God's rest, it's going to be extremely blessed year. And entering into God's rest means you're not worrying about anything.
Right, right. Don't worry about tomorrow. Right, right.
So this year is a figuring out year, and it says you will be happy before the year's out. And there's also a blessing of money.
Ah.
So you got something
great
to look forward to.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, then.
All right. Thank you so much. Thank you for participating
okay
with Spiritual Perception.
Okay.
God
thank
bless you.
All right. You're welcome.
All right.
Thank you.
Bye. Okay. Again, I want to talk about fear because that seems to be the paralyzing, crippling force that affects us. Job said, I feared came upon him, and it came to pass in his life, and that's exactly what happened to him. His fear connected him and his family to tragedy. And you can read about that in Job chapter 3, verses 25 and 26. When we realize that we give Satan access into our life when we are confronted with fears, by doing this, he can manifest chaos, havoc, and sickness and everything else. The Holy Spirit reveals to us that all fear is born out of concerns for ourselves, and fear is rooted in a deep energy that Satan uses to hurt us. Therefore, we have to weed out fear. We have to deal with what challenges are in front of us and locate scripture and speak it over ourselves. This is a year of decreeing and declaring. And if you struggle with worry, fear, or anxiety of any kind, you're not alone. Millions of people are consumed with fear, and this keeps them from walking in peace and fullness of God. We have to look closely at our lives to discover the areas where we're dealing with fear. Then we develop a God consciousness and focus on the Word of God and speak it over ourselves. And I'll make a decision today not to tolerate fear at any level. And the scripture that we want to hold on to is found in Psalm 91, verses 5 and 7. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. And if you receive that, you take it, and you receive it. Don't be afraid of the destruction that's going on in the world. Don't be afraid of the disease, terrorism, plagues, calamities. As a believer in God, refuse to fear. For 2 Timothy 1:7 said, God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, which 2020 is power. First it's vision, then power and change. But of power and of love and of a sound mind. Fear does not come from God, it comes from Satan. God gives you power through his love. When you walk in the love of God, you can dismiss fear. Well, Father God, we close this program today, and we are grateful for your grace, your mercy, your love, your patience with humankind, and all that you have done and will do for us. Help us all to take hold of your spirit this year and live abundant life, because this is a year, I believe, that we will receive the transfer of wealth, and we praise you for it. In Jesus' name. Okay, until next time, folks, I love you all. Jesus loves you. I love you. And we'll see you next month. God bless. Okay.